Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Welcome to another fun-filled edition of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name is Amin Ohassan. That's Trevon Edwards. That's John Gervais. That's Jason Madison. We got a great show for you guys today. really quick, I want to give a shout out to Jade Hoy, who came home. He's back with his family. I texted with him. He texted me back. He seems to be feeling better. Everyone, if you guys could all tweet Jade and say, hey, man, glad to hear you're doing better. That would be awesome. Great show for you guys today. As I said, we're going to talk about Barbara Walters and Sage Steele. Someone says, yo, you can't have a name that sounds like a WWE name, Sage Steele, and get your ass whooped by a 100-year-old woman. We're going to talk about that and all the jokes that came on after that. Also, what do you do when your homie's scaring the hoes? Feel like there's not a lot of pamphlets or manuals out there, so we try to put together some kind of, you know, guidance thing for you guys out there to know how to deal with that situation. Also, how do you create a welcoming environment? There's rules and there's layers to this. We're going to get into that as well. Also, Jason Madison is under attack from a hurricane. He's got his Home Depot plywood on his windows and shit. He's waiting for the worst to happen. We'll get a live update of what's going to happen down there in California as they get hit by a hurricane for their first time ever. But first, patreon.com/countthedings. That's the website you go to. Get all the extra content. The watch-alongs, we had a great one for Homie Spumoni the other day. Man, that was a classic one. We got the special edition Cinephobe episodes. We've got the OG podcast. We got the Discord. We got all sorts of stuff. Make sure you are tapped in there. Patreon.com/countthedings. Now, let's get started with how do you make money on the internet?
Don't be a menace. Remember when they smoking, don't be a menace? And then one of the young Wayans is like, you take a hit. I think it's Craig. He like, take the hit, he start foaming at the mouth and die. And then he's like, pass that shit over here. That's exactly what that shit looked like right there, man. Nigga was convulsing on the floor, man. All right.
Hold on 1 second. I can't find my remote control to mute my TV. I'm trucking.
Hey, I didn't know they was going to put that Hip Hop 50 shit online. Niggas was watching that shit in the barbershop. Oh,
you talking about the shit we went to?
Yeah, the shit y'all went to.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Amazon been having a good year. They've been streaming like a motherfucker.
I got Amazon was streaming it?
Yeah, I mean, that's who sponsored it.
Oh, okay. I didn't know what we was watching it on. It was just up on the TV in the barbershop.
Mm-hmm.
Niggas was going in. I got so many texts from that show, Trey. So many fucking, yo, how you gonna come to the city and not check in?
Was it hoes?
Yeah, no. It was both.
It was
both. That's a lie. That is a lie.
He had to think about it. It was majority niggas. Only niggas get mad about stupid shit like that.
Yeah.
No, hold on. You're not gonna do me like that.
Yo, it's man. Only niggas that get mad at shit like that.
Yeah, you're not gonna do me like that.
Hoes cool. Be like,
because first of all, you need to at least announce a woman's not gonna allow you to just drop in.
Oh, I put my best signal out.
She got hers, but that's what I'm saying. That's why it's niggas. You already put that play out.
It ain't no hoes attending you like, oh, you're going to come by and you're not telling nobody, because you already, as soon as 2 days, 48 hours before you land in a city, you got to be like, I'm going to be like, you have the public announcement, I'm going to be here. Like,
hey, I mean, he did the stupid shit like, damn, man, I forgot how busy New York is.
Y'all niggas like, so y'all just gonna start to fry me as I hit record? Like, that's what we're doing here? Okay. So that's what's up.
Hey,
you right, no, I ain't got no hope.
Hey, you know what though, Jerv? No, we gonna get it off you. I mean, what happened? Why were you a DMP?
I was washed, man. And here's what happened. So usually I'm ready to do the show because I did radio before it. I woke up and I was like, oh, my radio show's off today because both me and Jackson's out of town. Like, I'm gonna go back to bed then. So then I went back to bed and I woke up. I think I woke up at it must have been like 1:45 or some shit like that. Like, I was like, I could log in right now, but I felt like that would just disrupt the flow. And you guys probably got it going, man. I don't want to fuck that shit up anyway.
We'll talk about it next week. And I went back to bed, man. I was out late. I was out super late. Y'all went home. I kept going, man.
That's the funny. You know what's the funny part about it?
I went back outside.
I don't know if you listened to the pod. The nigga Jer snuck back out.
Yes, sir.
The nigga fell asleep during Interstellar and texted me, "Hey, yo, I'll be right back. I'm about to go pull up real quick." Then it started raining like crazy.
Yeah, it did.
He got caught in that. You missed it, right? Or did you catch it?
When I pulled up to the spot I was going to, it just started. So like I got like a light, you know what I'm saying? And then when I left, it was probably crazy, but shout out to the Uber driver. The Uber driver, you know what I mean, pulled on the other side. So, you know, New York people aren't that bad, I guess.
Yo, I can't believe it's raining in LA right now. This is the craziest.
You're on Hurricane Watch,
Hurricane Jay.
Live on scene. How is it, bro? What's the city culture right now?
Did you do toilet paper?
I didn't do none of that shit. I mean, niggas is really over-exaggerating, overplaying the whole shit. Like, nigga, it's one day of a hurricane, like, niggas don't have no food in their house. Niggas don't have no toilet paper for one day. Like,
oh, my nigga, you've never been in a hurricane before then.
But bro, this is not no shit that's going like.
Oh, it's not like a crazy storm. It's like a.
Not to my knowledge. I mean, it's going to, maybe it's going to be.
They call
better.
It a hurricane. That's like,
here's the fucked up part. Let me just explain something. It was a hurricane. But by the time it gets to the coast of California, it's not. Got it's you. Just a tropical storm. But niggas like the idea of like saying, "Oh shit, it's hurricanes in California now." So everyone's been running with that, even though it's just a tropical storm. Continue.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it was a tropical storm.
Yeah. So I've never been in a hurricane. You know what I'm saying? Like, I guess nobody in LA has either. So niggas is all like panicked and shit.
No, it's the first one. It's category 4, though. But again, hurricanes are weird because that shit can miss y'all by like an axis, right? You can wake up and be fucked, or you can wake up and be like, I knew that shit wasn't going to happen, right?
Right.
So right now, you guys are only supposed to expect flooding. The good thing, if this shit happened in Arizona, I mean, them would be fucked because they have no storm drains.
Yep. Mm.
Y'all have storm drains. So that's the first wave. If it continues to go past storm waves, y'all can't drive and do all that other shit. If it continues to go a little bit more than that, a lot of shit gonna get fucked up. But for right now, flooding is the only thing that you could potentially, and it's not even like some movie flooding where niggas be in there, hey, I can't swim. Right. It's just like the operation of like, hey, nigga, your engine might be flooded at best.
Right.
Some I parked on the street type shit.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't park on the street. Feel like my shit is cool. I'm looking outside right now. It's a light drizzle.
You know, 17 minutes ago, Hurricane Hillary has now officially been downgraded to a tropical storm.
I'm telling you, man.
Exactly. So niggas is panicking over nothing. Y2K for the hurricane. Yep.
They wanted that feeling. They got jealous of people in other parts of the country. Like, oh, hurricane. So they want to know. Just like how like they're going to get 60 degrees in LA. All the bitches wear Uggs and shit like that. And fucking the fur-lined coats. They just want to know what it's like, man, even if it's a little bullshit version of it.
Yeah, it's definitely a bullshit version of it. But it was kind of crazy, I ain't going to lie, to wake up in the middle of the summer in L.A. and it's fucking raining outside, dog. Like, that shit is wild.
It just doesn't rain in the summertime in L.A.?
Hell no. It has never rained in the summertime in L.A. Like, not once. Like, maybe one time when it's like...
I thought, no, hold on. This year, it's been raining, right? Because motherfuckers are complaining...
But not
like Seattle needs to take
not
its weather
in the
back
summer. Out. Not in the summer though.
But that wasn't during the summertime when motherfuckers saying like I didn't move to LA to be in Seattle or whatever.
Nah, that's been from like October to May. You know what I'm saying? Like during the times where it's like spring, fall, all that, where everybody's like, oh, LA gets, you know, 300 days of sunshine. We got a lot of rain this year, but. Since the summer, since June 22nd or whatever the equinox and all that shit is, like, we haven't, it's been a regular LA summer. It's been 90 degrees, you know what I'm saying, 85. regular shit.
Get your shit off, LA.
Yeah, but nah, this shit just crazy, man. I mean, niggas don't believe in global warming, but
now that's the real shit. It's like, yeah, whether it's a hurricane or not is fucking irrelevant. What's relevant is like, yo, this shit is this global warming. Like, Mother Nature is on some like, y'all niggas can't take hints, huh? What if I give you an earthquake in goddamn Miami? Like, oh, how about that? Like, well, I don't know. Kansas gets hit by a tsunami. That could happen anywhere. Like,
they right. keep giving Canada fires.
Away. Yeah, Canada on fire. Shit, man.
Free my nigga Al Gore, yo.
Man, that's how I knew this country was fucked up. When they didn't vote my nigga square ass Al Gore as president.
That was my first. That was my first election.
Oh yeah.
Yep. Never did a mail-in ballot ever again in my life.
It was all Tyson. I just did the future meme.
Uh-huh.
They say it's supposed to flood in California, and it made me think about how you used to flood my text with attachment 4 images. It's crazy, ain't it?
You trying to get your engagement up? You trying to get them?
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher turned podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Can we talk about? Are we allowed to talk about this?
Yes.
Come on, we gotta
talk about it.
Okay. So, the person who runs the account, Shannon Sharp's burner, posted their weekly earnings, or monthly, or whatever earnings, and it showed $17,000 made off of Twitter, and captioned it, "Thanks, Elon, LOL, LOL." Now, mind you, this was days after Trey had posted some cryptic shit in the chat, kind of indicating about, like, revenue generation. So I said, hold up, man. How does this shit work? And Trey's like, oh, we can't blow up the spot. I'm like, this nigga clearly already did. He just told you made $17,000? Because I'm going to tell you what. If I make $17,000, I'm going to be the most aggregate. Like, I got a bunch of shit on deck, man. I'll be wanting to post. I'm like, ah, nobody cares about this shit. I will be the biggest clickbait nigga there was. Trey, how do you make money off of Twitter?
All right. So you have to have 500 followers.
Got that.
You have to subscribe to Twitter Blue.
How much is that?
$8 on desktop, $11 on mobile.
This shit already sound like a scam.
Then
when niggas say, you want to make money, you got to pay me money first. Like, what?
That's the thing, right?
Especially the way then, Trey's saying it too.
Then you have to reach at least 2 million impressions. So
from the time I get Twitter blue or like.
So again, this is not total, by the way.
What?
You have to prove it's not a total. This is content that has reached 2 million impressions.
Hold on.
Again. So
how do I find that out?
Well, go to monetization. It'll tell you the requirements. And it checks off the box. Then after that, you have to create a Stripe account where that's where you get your deposit. Now, the thing is, you can create all the viral, obnoxious clickbait shit you want. But it's up to the people to decide.
Damn, these niggas gave me one. He's like, look, all right, you got 500 followers. Right, nigga.
So what are you checked off on right now? And what do you need?
500 followers.
Off? That's it. And what do you have? Yeah. What do you...
Subscribe to premium or verified organizations, and then the other one is have at least 5 million impressions on your post.
Within
the last 3 months, though. So it is.
That's attainable. That's attainable because you know enough people to retweet your shit. Like if you bartered the system and said, "Hey, Josiah, retweet this shit real quick, bro."
Yeah, you only need like a couple of tweets. I mean,
yeah, like me, Zach, and Josiah.
5 million impressions ain't a lot for niggas like y'all. Like,
we're not talking about views. We're talking about impressions, right?
Yeah. So here's the thing. My Madden tweet, I said, streets said that Madden is trash. That's it. 3 million impressions off that. No video, no at, just that line. 3 million impressions got me $58 off one tweet.
This tweet I had 20, like this is a very low lift. I said, you must be new around here. I was quoting someone. 27,000. Not bad for like something that like has no appeal for anything outside of me, right? Let me see something that I've tweeted that did have. Oh, shit. See, all this shit with lots of numbers of shit that people tagged me in and I fucking retweeted like a moron. It's that these niggas is making
money. So that's another thing. Here's another thing. They don't get it if you quote retweet. It belongs to you now.
Oh, so your quote tweets is yours?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, wow. That's sick.
But I still got to get
it. In the words of Jay-Z, you made it a hot line. I made it a hot song.
Yeah, I mean, I think you could definitely get like...
You could easily dunk on somebody for sure.
Right. I think you got video too though, bro. So like you could be posting videos of like
I've been watching, rewatching Eastbound and Down.
Yeah.
I tell you what's amazing about that show is that obviously everyone knows it's funny, but everybody's been quoting like the same four or five parts for 10 years. So there's whole sections of this shit that never got love because nobody really posted them or like whatever. So I'm on season two when he's in Mexico and this nigga's out of control. Every five lines, I'm like, I gotta record this. I gotta fucking post this. And I'm like, what am I gonna post that shit for? Until today, when I saw that $17,000 or whatever, I was like, you know what? We do need to bring this shit back.
That's what I'm saying. I'm sure you got a hella like even
how can clips. Yeah, damn. How do I how do you track what? Like, I could track each individual one what I got. But how do I track my total?
If you go on Twitter, you could see like your monthly impressions. It breaks the whole shit down for you.
You're going to have to look at this online shit. Though.
It says, ever have to pee really bad on an airplane, but somehow there was only one bathroom and it was all the way in the back of the plane and the drink cart was blocking the aisle. So the flight attendant told you you have to wait for drink service to end. Me neither. That shit got 38,000 impressions, bro. I feel like I could do this, man.
You could easily.
This is all in the last week. This is the last week.
You could easily do it, bro. But this is the thing. Also, I mean, mm-hmm. You are capped currently at 10%.
What's that?
So you are only being shown to 10% of your audience. How many followers do you have?
Like 150. What do I got? I got 122,000,
right?
Mm-hmm.
So that means you're only reaching 11,200 of your followers.
Mm.
So yeah, with Twitter blue, you become you're on everybody's timeline, whether they like it or not. That's why we get those Shannon Sharps. We get those rap alerts. We get those Daily aggregation, Rouse. You know what I mean? The joints. And you're like, nigga, I don't even follow this shit. But it's interesting. It got my attention now because it's right here.
Mm-mm. You don't say.
So that's what Twitter Blue gives it. I've always never been against Twitter Blue, but I said, if you're not a creator, don't do it. If you're just trying to, quote unquote, have this badge, assume that you're famous, you're a dickhead. You're paying just to be liked. But if you're a creator and you want your contact to be, I mean, your content to be reached, pay the money.
And so even, because to get 5 million, all I got to do is just be a volume shooter.
Yeah. That's it. That's really
so,
it.
So like all, you're right. All my xenophobe shit, all the bomb shit, all the goddamn Oddball and Levitard show and all that shit. I just keep posting that shit.
Yep.
And it grows.
And this is how Elon Musk became the richest man in the world.
No, you know what, man? For $8 a month, you said, see, but here's what I need to do. Oh, shit.
Bro, I use the 58 to pay for my subscription.
Right. That was 6 months right there.
You feel me? So I'm not looking at it like, oh, my God, I can't believe I'm paying this $8. It's like, all right, I just made $58.
Yeah.
Let me pay for the fucking rest of the shit.
Yeah. So that's half a year right there.
That's the trade-off.
That's what I'm saying. Trey, how many followers you got? Like 20,000?
27,000.
Right.
Oh, so hell no, nah, man. Yeah. I got to watch this nigga Trey now.
That's what I'm saying, man. You got $580.
Hey, those are my corners.
Hey, you know what, nigga? Until you do this, nigga, I'm a specialist, a book I wrote, nigga, buy it. You know what I mean? Want to make money on social media? Buy this book for $5. It is $5.
Keep it in the Twitter Blue.
Yes.
Damn, man. What else? What else is in that book, nigga? Like, don't give me details, but tell me other avenues I could be making money.
Facebook. Niggas do not use Facebook. It's the number one app in the world. The number one app in the world.
Right.
Niggas create groups. If y'all had a xenophobe member group on Facebook, uh-huh. y'all would eat.
There already is a Facebook group for xenophobe. What is this?
Who runs it?
Who runs this shit?
It's a market y'all niggas not taking advantage of.
These niggas is posting goddamn fantasy football shit, man.
Look, bro, I'm telling you. It's money to be made.
Sounds like you
I'm about to change my whole outlook on everything.
That's what I'm saying. You ain't maximizing your potential in these streets.
Cinepole, Facebook, Cinepole, YouTube.
But again, it come back to me. Buy my book. Help you make money. You know what I'm saying? I'm not no scammer.
What's the name of the book? I might actually buy this shit.
Social media consulting, building your brand online by Trayvon Edwards.
You know what's there funny?
Will you sign it for me?
Trey, here's a funny thing. Obviously, I didn't know that you wrote it. If I saw that book, Building Your Brand Online, I'd be like, nigga, get the fuck out of here. I got a brand. My brand is dope. Everyone knows my brand. But if you name that shit, How to Make Money Using Social Media, I would have been like, tell me more. Like, immediately.
Let me look at these first couple pages.
Yeah, man. Like, let me thumb through this shit.
Oh, but I be making money. I don't know why. Know. What else I got to do?
Nigga, you got to tell me you was making money. I didn't tell me this shit.
Bro, I thought this nigga Trey was just funny. Making money.
But when I make my jokes, I'm the bad guy, though, right?
What?
I knew we was dealing with new money over here. Right. Y'all niggas ain't know. Right. I've been trying to tell y'all for like 8 podcasts months in a row, and now I'm the biggest hater. I feel like fucking Push. Oh, now it's okay to kill me.
I ain't gonna lie though, Jerv. I was walking down Spring Street 3 days ago, right? I'm on lunch break, and this attractive woman is walking with a microphone. And I just knew it. I made eye contact with her, and I knew it wasn't genuine. She says, hey, you want to do a TikTok? I said yes, right?
Oh, I mean, you said yes.
I set myself.
What that means is becoming a genuine. You saw her out, nigga. You saw her with the
mic. Nah, I didn't. Like, I seen
hop on this.
No, no, no. But I wasn't looking down. I was just looking like straight ahead. I didn't see the two guys next to her or whatever. They had a camera crew and everything, bro. So they get into it and they're like, "We're doing a series about New Yorkers and like how to survive in New York." And the questions were so invasive. It was too late to back out. They're like, "How much do you make? How much do you spend on a month?" And I'm like, "Yo, is this the feds?" And then I'm like trying to like be modest. And I thought about Jerv, because Jerv's like, "Oh, this nigga got money." And I'm like, "I'm exposing myself."
So wait, what did you say? What did you say, Trey?
So, I mean, it's going to come out anyway. So it's not like I'm going to
be like, "Should I bossing over this? Because you're exposing yourself more now."
No, no. I mean, because it's going
to come this, home after this.
No, no, no. This nigga
alone. Nigga's going to be at LAX at the curb.
There no, but this nigga has like 100,000 followers on fucking TikTok, so I'm cooked regardless. So the nigga's like, "Yo, how much you make?" I'm like, "Six figures."
It wasn't even a bitch that was asking the questions.
She answered the questions, but he came up after like, "Hey," he didn't even. This how gangster this nigga is. "I don't want your act. I'm gonna make bread regardless. This content, because right. this nigga obviously making a career off this shit." Right. I went through the page to make sure what type of page I was going to be featured on.
Right.
Now I have to just be like, "Hey, that was me," to get some fans, to steal some of his people.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Because he's killing it right now.
Yeah.
But I'm like, "Oh, I make six figures." They're like, "So how much do you spend this like monthly?" I'm like, "About $6,000. When you really think about the fucking logistics of living in New York and the extra shit that you're doing, right? And they were like, "What advice would you give people that's moving to New York?" Because I was like, "I've been living here for 3 years. Save as much money as you can before you move here." Because a lot of people move here thinking, "Oh, I'm going to live alone." And I had to check myself the other day. I said, living in this small ass one bedroom apartment is actually a fucking flex when I meet everybody else and I go to their place.
Everybody got roommates.
And I didn't. Yep. I said, I'd be hard on myself for no fucking reason. Because I'd be thinking like, I gotta work harder. And I'm like, no, if I was living somewhere else, bro, I would probably have a fucking 5-bedroom big ass fucking house.
Anywhere that wasn't LA.
Why do you think I don't live where I live, nigga? Cause...
You know, but then Don, friend of the show, was like, mm-hmm. "Nigga, you live in New York. They just had a fucking study show. New York has 122% increase since 2020. 122% increase, nigga. Yep.
That shit more than doubled since before the pandemic.
So although listeners are hearing that I make six figures, you know how much that shit really equal out to? About $40,000.
Right. That's why this nigga Seinfeld living in a one bedroom in New York was a bar. That nigga was a famous comedian on the show. Nigga was living in a one bedroom, got all the hoes, like, nigga.
I really used to be no, but like again, when I was, you know, on a little dating journey here, bro, chicks would come over. They like, "You got a washer and dryer?
Yep.
You got these an elevator?
All... Yep.
Yeah. You got a rooftop?" And I'm like,
"You ain't got
a
walk the upstairs."
Name, the name of this episode is Money Making Trey.
No, but I mean, but I'm saying, I'm sure niggas see my background. It's like, this nigga
refrigerator's
right here.
Like, yeah, look at this nigga doing this shit. Is that your fridge or your living room, nigga? With your broke ass. Yeah, I know what niggas think,
man. Oh, man.
Hey, but I would venture to say, Trey, like, I know, I just looked at my Chase shit recently. Like, I'm not even gonna say, but I just know that, like, niggas spend more than they think. Like, because you say you spend like $5,000-$6,000 a month. Like, niggas spend.
No way. No way, nigga.
Hey, listeners, I just want everybody to realize I'm broke, baby. Don't look, I'm broke. Yeah, y'all hear all these niggas? Jerv. Don't roll up on me, baby. I'm broke.
No, I'm just saying, like, if you look, because I posted that meme too, where it's like from the Alabama brawl, where it was like, nigga was like rent, Wi-Fi, car note, like all that. Like, bro, if you tally up all that shit, because this month, nigga, I had to pay all of that plus. Had to get registration. I had to get a new car battery. Mm. Nigga, like, you feel me? All that shit be hitting a nigga over the head. Like, don't have to go, like, don't go to the movies or take a bitch out or plan a trip
out of something, bro.
Nah, not me. Don't plan a trip. You know what I'm saying? And that's it. Like,
I'm just getting buddy.
You feel me? Okay. Or be trying to, like, I'm trying to make a film at the same time. I'm over here like paying for camera people. And I'm just saying, like, that's me. So I know the Trey who's actually rich. Like,
I ain't shit, bro. Listen, I'm grateful. In the words of Lil Wayne, I ain't shit without you.
I mean, I'll just say this as a person that has stepped foot inside of Trey's establishments that he calls home.
Hey, but this is the thing too, though.
I'm just niggas saying,
forget,
bro.
But I'm saying, niggas forget who I write for. Like, I'm not supposed to make money. Hey, like, for real. Listen, no, for real, though.
My nigga got two things in the refrigerator, bro. And that was the first time I've seen something in the fridge.
Classe Azul and what else? he just got it for the hose.
Nah, dog. My man just got two things of fruit, my nigga. Two things of fruit. Keep it moving. Fridge is the cleanest fridge I've ever seen in my life.
It's empty. Why buy fruit if it's going to go bad? I buy fruit by the day. Nah. I don't. But
that
looked
like the first items that's ever been in the refrigerator. It was almost like you put that shit in there just because you knew I was going to look in the fridge.
Nah, I literally. No, here's the thing. And this is why I think my spending is so high. I don't have time to cook. So I'm always going to a restaurant all the time. Like, I literally don't have time. But the good thing is, it's a write-off. Everything's mostly.
Rich niggas write shit off. I don't know.
Rich niggas write shit off, dog.
It's a business dinner.
You darn tootin'.
Damn.
Darn tootin'.
Jerb, ain't we talking about the new pod? Yes.
Rich flex.
Yes. We're talking about the new pod, right, Jerb? Yes. Hey,
listen,
enjoy this meal, brother.
Listen, I just know next time I go to Brooklyn and we go to the Bronx, knowing that you got all this motherfucking money, we will not be taking the sub. I know that much. I will require a Uber Black, my man, to get home.
But why would you want to sit in traffic for 3 hours? Right,
check what I'm pulling up on Amazon.
Hey, how many stars? How many stars? Show them the
five
stars.
Five stars. Five star rating.
Hey, five stars, baby. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not this man's book, dog.
Can I get some reviews? What the reviews say of me?
The reviews. Okay, hold on. Let me see the reviews. Reviews. They always put reviews over at the bottom.
No, the stars. It's next to the stars. Click the stars.
Oh, yeah. There it is. Everyone needs this book. This is from Jeff. This is a wonderful book by anyone. The tips and insights given by Trey are useful for all marketers, students, and anyone looking for personal development. Concepts in this book are delivered in a clear, digestible way and will be helpful to you whether you're totally new to brand concepts or a seasoned pro. This is from Khalil Ward. Short but brilliant. I just finished getting certification in social media marketing. It took a month. Trey Vaughn breaks down everything I learned in just 33 pages. It's easy to read, and you can learn so much about different social media platforms. A great pickup for anyone trying to learn more about building a brand online. Martel Pegues. Trey delivers a digestible playbook that illustrates the current social landscape and the intricate details of building within that space. A fresh reminder of things you should know and newer offerings to add to your bag. Salute, handshake emoji. Dion Howard, no clutter, concise, and very insightful. 33 pages of must-read content. Whether you want to build your own brand or get insight on the methods of others, how others do, this is a very insightful read. And then one last one here I'll read. Joseph Driver, worried about how to start? This is the perfect place. Read this when I was starting up my social food channels. It was an amazing help. Breaks everything down simply. Helped me come up with a solid rollout strategy. Already been bugging my friends to give it a read as well. Trey, right here live on Black Opinions Bad Motherfucker. Buy now. Wednesday delivery. Damn, that's a while.
You couldn't ask for better reviews. That was excellent.
That's excellent. That was,
they sold me. Yeah, hey, they sold my ass. I'm about to get this shit right now.
Hey,
place your
man,
order.
I wish I could lie.
Me at 33 pages. That's right up my alley.
Hey, and then I wish I could lie.
You got 100% on Rotten Tomatoes, bro. You doing your thing.
Hey, man.
It is. Order place. Thanks,
brother.
This would not make the cinephobe of books because clearly you have amazing reviews.
I can't wait to get that. The craziest shit is getting my royalties every blue moon. I get these royalty checks. They'd be like, they'd be like $1.08, but it's like, think about this shit for 30 years from now.
Yeah, man.
That's the craziest shit.
You're an author, my nigga. You gotta
come out with multiple editions, like second edition.
So I got a podcast book too in there. So I dropped two. I've been working, bro.
I done taught him everything about the game and this nigga making money off of it. What about me? What about the Cold Crush, man? You gonna get back to the Cold Crush.
Hey man.
Don't be like Calvin out here, man.
Hey dog.
Shout out to Uncle Ice, man.
Rest in peace, Uncle Ice.
It's crazy because everybody been posting saying he's from This Is Us, which is like I put it in like the two Americas category.
Hold up. Yes.
I ain't never seen this.
Oh, bro. What we not gonna do is have any This Is Us bashing on this show.
I'm not bashing it. Shit.
Okay. We found another Jerv hotspot along with Duke basketball and what's the other fucking out of this world shit that Jerv just all of a sudden be liking?
Hove. Jay-Z. You cannot talk about Jay-Z at all for that, bro.
I mean, hey. I'm just saying, dog. This Is Us was mwah.
Rest in peace, William / Uncle Ice, man. He played the hell out of both roles. Think he battled cancer during his role as William?
I've never seen that show, and
was very unlikable as an uncle in Uncle Ice. So he played the fuck up out of that role in that too, because niggas was like, "Fuck you, Uncle Ice," in real life. So anytime a nigga really feel emotion about you, you play the fuck up out your role.
Niggas ain't watch This Is Us.
So first of all, no, I didn't watch This Is Us. Sorry, Jerv. But second of all, you know what's a funny example of this? So I was watching Hard Knocks, and Method Man came to visit the Jets. And, you know, I'm like, man, oh, shit. Like, are they going to be playing his music, whatever? And all the niggas was saying to him was, they were like, oh, you're going to be my lawyer. You're going to be my lawyer. You're going to be my lawyer. And it reminded me of our friend, good friend of the show, Jerry Ferrara, who for a long time was typecast as Turtle from Entourage. Mm-hmm. But when he posted his wedding pics, all the comments on Instagram. It's still one of my favorite things I've ever seen. Nigga posted his first, but Mr. and Mrs. Ferrara, and he's like, he dipping his wife and he kissing, and he wearing the tuxedo, she wearing the white dress. Beautiful picture. All the comments underneath. Nigga, Ghost is in jail. You need to get back to the case and shit like that. And I knew, like, even though this shit is when you think about it, it's a wild, disrespectful thing to post on his wedding photo Instagram. Like, but at the same time, like, it was cool because it allowed Jerry to break out from something that people had all just called him Turtle, and now he got to be something else, someone else, and have another iconic character. So I know it's cool for him. So I'm pretty sure for Meth, even though, like, yo, nigga, I was one of the greatest rappers of all time. But it must be cool that niggas recognize him as an actor.
For sure.
But that's how that shit is for LL, bro. It's fucking crazy.
Disrespect LL gets is wild to me, yo.
But I'm just saying, like, you also can't be saying it's disrespectful when motherfuckers, if your uncle or your dad not saying, hey, this is LL Cool J, you need to listen to this, and the first time you meet the nigga is a motherfucking TV show or a movie, that's all you're going to think anyway. I'm sure it's a nigga right now that don't think Ludacris ever rapped before.
That's crazy.
For sure.
Ludacris, for sure.
Like, that's the nigga from Fast and Furious.
Fast and Furious.
You're like,
that's right.
You're going to be like, what?
Same with Tyrese, for sure.
Yep. Nobody knows.
I know.
I know niggas don't know he used to sing.
and it's crazy because not just sing. This nigga sang. Like, this nigga was fucking good, man.
The idea that Tyrese is a joke
as a person is kind of fucked up because this nigga's really talented, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think the internet fucking ruined. I think the gift and the curse of the internet is that you picking, like, Bow Wow, right? I was talking to somebody about Bow Wow, and I said, rightfully so, this is a nigga who's been in the entertainment business for 25 fucking years.
Yeah.
He's been famous almost his entire fucking life. But as soon as he did that following, hey, they follow, nothing was ever the same. He is being a fucking running joke for all. And then, you know, to see Drake like, hey, Mr. 106, it wasn't even a troll. He literally was trying to pay homage, and niggas couldn't allow it in the comments.
Yep. Nope.
Well, part of it, Trey, I think it was like it was an event, it was a gradual thing, and then kind of all at once. Because I don't know if you remember when he was on Cash Money and he was like trying to be hard. The Bow Wow.
Yeah.
And so
that's like, crazy.
Yeah, the end of his rap career was kind of like a joke, and then he was never in on the joke. And then, like you said, Trey, once, well, okay. Also, his beef with Soulja Boy was a big, like,
that was a lot.
That was a moment where niggas was like, okay, this nigga's tricky as fuck. You know what I'm saying?
That was during the era of everybody, like, all of a sudden, everybody just had beef with somebody.
Yeah, on the internet, on like on YouTube videos and shit.
So fucking annoying.
Yeah, like, so he got caught up in like the bad part of the, like, timing wise of the internet. Like, he wasn't able to capitalize off of it in the right way. I feel like he never used the internet correctly, even though he's like a child of the internet. You feel me? So, yeah, his mismanagement of that is what, like, not allows him to be appreciated and, you know, respected, because he just never really got how to present himself online.
He plays himself a lot, though.
He does. That's what I'm saying. This is all under the category, under the umbrella of him playing himself.
Wasn't he the one also, like, where it's like, yeah, like the not the Photoshop, but it's like just a picture of a
the private jet. Yep.
Yeah.
But he was sitting on a regular plane. Like yeah. It's all good, bro.
Yeah.
Because like, at the end of the day, we just don't respect, like, the one common thing about niggas is that we really don't respect, like, the sucker stuff. We'll let a lot of stuff slide, except for, like, the sucker stuff. And when you do fake posts and you get exposed, you know what I mean? It just, it kills you.
Yeah, I mean, it's the biggest thing, Jerv, I'm gonna tell you what it is, man. It's unnecessary. Like, you didn't need to do, like, if you hadn't done that, niggas would have been like wondering how you were traveling or what. Like, you could just be like, just be you, man. Do your shit. Like, when you're actually doing cool shit, post the actual cool shit. You don't have to manufacture those moments. That's the thing that got him in trouble, is he tried to manufacture moments that weren't happening.
And then even to the other side, like, niggas would have fucked with him way more if he would have just been like, yeah, I'm just flying regular. Like,
I'm Southwest. You know what I'm saying? I'm on Southwest.
Yeah, yeah, like
start fucking with flight attendants. Like, yo, can I get on the mic and shit? Like, oh, yo, what's up with you? Like, this shit is
I gotta... But part of that shit is he's like a child star. And we all know that, you know what I'm saying? He got a little bit of Britney Spears in him, like that. Mm-hmm. That once you've been famous for too long, and like from a kid, like you can, they not in touch with reality. You know, they don't understand.
If you know Britney Spears, please connect us. I want to drop a panty line. Thank you.
Yo, fucking, you turn into Plies now, man.
No, he ain't trying to drop no panty line. That nigga was flirting with her. He's just trying to be horny on the come up. I'm trying to drop a panty line. There's an advertising opportunity right now to make little ass tiny panties with Britney Spears on it. There you go.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for this week's edition of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. Shout out to Black Trey. Shout out to Big Jerv. Shout out to Jay Skills. Remember, patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you sign up for that. You're getting all that extra content. As always, until next time, stay black, motherfuckers.